Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
2 Corinthians 1 and verse 12 says, "We can say with confidence and a clear conscience." The word for today asks, should I or shouldn't I? In My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers writes, "Conscience is that ability within me that attaches itself to the highest standard I know and continually reminds me of what that standard demands. If I'm in the habit of always holding God's standard in front of me, conscience will always direct me to God's perfect law and indicate what I should do. The question is, will I obey? God always instructs us down to the last detail. He doesn't speak with a voice like thunder. His voice is so gentle it's easy for us to ignore. And the only thing that keeps our conscience sensitive to Him is the habit of being open to God on the inside. When you begin to debate, stop immediately. Don't ask, why can't I do this? You're on the wrong track. There's no debating possible once your conscience speaks. Whatever it is, drop it, and see that you keep your inner vision clear." Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 12, "We can say with confidence and a clear conscience that we've lived with a God-given holiness and sincerity in all our dealings. We've depended on God's grace, not on our own human wisdom. That is how we've conducted ourselves before the world, and especially towards you." But what if the Bible doesn't offer a specific answer to your question, and you're wondering, should I or shouldn't I? Here's your gold standard from 1 John 3 verses 21 and 22. "Beloved, if our heart doesn't condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight." Can you think of a more important reason for maintaining a clear conscience? Should I or shouldn't I? That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.